Listen up. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Watson has filed a report. I'm going to play about 4 minutes of it here. It's an 11-minute report. If you're a radio listener, you need to go to InfoWars.com/show to see the video feed. If you want to be able to see this, or go watch the full report at PrisonPlanet.com, where Watson has it posted. Weird footage prompts claim of Charlie Hebdo conspiracy. Video contradicts reports of police officer being shot in the head. Here is part of Paul Watson's report. Then Lord Monckton's coming up.
Some more thoughts on the attacks in France. And first of all, this video contains no graphic footage whatsoever, no violence, no blood. I say that because my first video on this subject was removed from YouTube and then only reinstated with an age restriction, despite the fact that it had no footage whatsoever of any violent action. But to start off with, obviously this is a video that a lot of people have been talking about, and Storm Clouds Gathering has done a good analysis. It shows the two terrorists involved in the Charlie Hebdo siege executing a police officer, the first on the scene, who of course was the Muslim himself, Ahmed Merabet. And as you can see from the footage, which I will not play, but you can see linked down in the bar below, they apparently wound him first, then walk up to him and shoot him in the head. The problem with this explanation, as a lot of people have pointed out, is that shooting somebody at point-blank range with an AK-47 in the head would produce at least some blood splatter, if not complete obliteration of the head. What we appear to see from this video is a gunshot that hits the pavement, bounces away, and doesn't actually go into the police officer's head. So people are legitimately asking questions as to why the mainstream media has widely reported the fact that this Muslim police officer was executed in this moment, having been shot in the head. When you watch the video, it appears as if the shot is fired a foot away from the officer into the pavement. Here you see the residue from the shot as it apparently hits the pavement. The officer shows no reaction to being shot in the head. There's no violent movement of the head backwards. So people are asking why the media is reporting that this officer was shot in the head when this video appears to suggest otherwise. Does this mean that the entire attack on Charlie Hebdo, as well as the attack on a Jewish grocery store, was staged, was a hoax, that nobody ever died in these attacks?
All right, let's stop right there. You can see the full report. Watson goes into discrediting that. We had callers day one saying they believed it looked like a fake gunshot. And I kind of disagreed with them, saying it could be fake. Could be part of a PR stunt. But there's a big problem with that. I personally have shot deer and wild hogs and other large mammals in the head. And with high-powered, 7 mil mags, sometimes the more powerful the rifle, the less blood, it'll go in an eye, go all the way through the top of the skull, skimming through the top, and then shoot out an ear. And there'll just be a tiny bit of blood. Or you'll shoot a hog in the head, feral hogs. There's like 5 million of them in Texas alone. They eat people's dogs, cats, you name it. People didn't know pigs do that. They do that. And you'll shoot a hog in the head and blood splatters everywhere. Or you shoot a deer. I mean, I've shot a deer through its shoulder with a .308 at like 30 yards away. And there was less blood than if I shot it at 200 yards away, because the bullet's going so fast it just goes right through, even though it was a soft point. So you never know what bullets are going to do. Troops have been shot with a .223, and it goes in a shoulder and comes out their foot. Bullet ballistics can do anything. So the fact that his head doesn't blow up, that shows a lot of people don't know how bullets act. It could be fake. I'm not saying that. BBC's even out saying, it doesn't make sense. I was just told today they've come out with a video we'll play later and post on Infowars.com under Watson. So, but, I mean, how many BBC producers know how bullets act?
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half-ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter-ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nathan Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nathan Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've seen record cold temperatures across the world. And temperatures are also dropping on Mars and other planets, according to space probes. But according to Al Gore, it's because you haven't paid him enough carbon taxes. Well, last week, California began slapping a heavy tax on every gallon of gasoline, calling it a carbon tax. Australia has been struggling to repeal theirs that has devastated their farming and ranching. The number one opponent of this worldwide is Lord Christopher Monckton. He's going to be joining us in a moment. He's also the founder of UKIP with Nigel Farage 30 years ago that's taking over Europe and the UK, the fastest growing party. And he'll give us his take on EU censorship. I know he's been a big critic of EU censorship, so we're going to get to that in a moment, because here they are having marches for free speech, which I'm all for, but, I mean, there's calls in the EU and in major newspapers to arrest Lord Monckton for putting out scientific policy reports. He used to advise Margaret Thatcher on science. He's also a journalist and an inventor. And, I mean, I've seen them on websites call for my arrest. So to have the EU grandstanding about free speech is rich. We're going to talk to him about that and more coming up here in just a few minutes as he joins us from the UK. But Joe Biggs, former staff sergeant, a lot of combat in Afghanistan and Iraq. as reported by Michael Hastings, of course, when he was embedded with him off and on for years, saw a lot of combat. And I've shot wild hogs, I've shot deer before with high-powered rifles, and there's almost no blood. Sometimes there's a ton of blood. Sometimes their whole head blows off. I don't mean to be macabre here, that's just part of hunting. And you better hunt wild hogs. There's 5 million in Texas alone. They'll eat your dog, your cats in your backyard. They're vicious wild boars. Now, Joe, I said, Joe, have you ever shot anybody in the head or seen it where there's not a bunch of blood? Because it's a big conspiracy now. It's in the media saying it looks like there's no blood when the cop gets shot in the head outside Charlie Hebdo. I think these are real terrorists that attacked. And I've said that. Clearly the West let them on no-fly list, didn't stop them, helped give them a base in Syria. I think that's terrible. So the West, at the end of the day, has helped sponsor this and will now take our freedoms as a response to it while letting record numbers of radicals move in. But just as a side tidbit, Joe, I've shot wild hogs, a lot of them, and seen where a lot of blood, I mean, doesn't show up. I mean, I don't mean to get graphic, but I shot a wild hog with a 7mm mag in the side of the head. The whole side of the head opened up. That didn't happen with the cop. The brain basically blew out, but almost no blood. I've also shot a hog through the eye, came out the back, almost no blood. Now, you said that with humans, that's not the case, that blood just fountains everywhere. You've seen the video. You think it's pure bull. What do you say as an expert on this?
With a high-powered AK-47 at that kind of a close range, number one, is going to do some damage on a target. I mean, we could take an AK-47 out right now, put a watermelon down on the sidewalk, shoot at it from arm's length away. You're going to see some damage to that. So that's not consistent at all either. Something that close with a 7.62, his head would just be completely annihilated. And then you see there's no recoil in the weapon. Now, that's consistent with shooting a blank. You know, I've shot blanks in different training exercises. The M4 will not react the same way. It doesn't have the same kind of recoil to it when you have an actual round in there where it'll actually kick back. So you don't see any kind of kickback in AK-47. These are not really big guys. I don't see them being so strong they can overpower that AK-47's recoil. And then, like I said, the consistency, you don't see the blood. You also see the pavement on the sidewalk up from the head. You see a ricochet of some sort away from where the head is. So a lot of it doesn't add up to
Well, me. Maybe he didn't kill the cop with a headshot and killed him with the woundings. He's on the ground. I mean, I'm just not going to go and say the whole thing's fake because of this.
Yeah.
Well, because the M.O. doesn't fit with that.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting. And then you know, they find in this guy's locker that he's got these ISIS flags and all this stuff in there. It just seems a little...
Well, we know they've staged stuff before, so
well,
I'm not...
I said this last week, too, though. I even told Dave and I, I was like, watch, there's going to be a video that comes out from one of these guys. Something like that's going to happen. And here we are. They have this video that's being released. So the whole thing, I think, is just it stinks to high heaven. And there's a lot.
Well, we know he was being handled by Anwar al-Awlaki, who handled a Sonnet for Hood and who handled the underwear bomber. And we know, bare minimum, they knew what was going to happen and let it happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that came out in the news that the CIA was watching it and basically let him manipulate Hassan into doing that. So I want to know why he gets to dine at the Pentagon. That's in the London Guardian. Why is Alaki? I can play Colonel Schaefer saying he is a triple agent. It's beyond triple agent.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I just don't get what we're doing. We lock up innocent people for, you know, marijuana charges, but when we let these guys go and commit these heinous acts or...
Yeah, they've been in prison. They were on Facebook saying they're going to attack. Why do we need more NSA surveillance to keep us safe when it doesn't keep us safe?
Well, they want people to be so scared they stay at home all the time, and then they can monitor you at home with all those cameras in your TVs and your microwave and in your coffee machine. It's just they're trying to build you a prison system to live in. Your cage will be your home.
It is. It's 1984. Thank you so much, Joe Biggs. Well, there's the other take on it. Some of the listeners are criticizing me, you know, saying that the whole thing's fake, it's all theater, none of it happened. No, the evidence is this really happened. And now they're going to try to take our liberties and take our free speech. But separately, the EU that champions restricting free speech on so many fronts, and Lord Monta can speak to that, is now having this big rally. And then Obama's being criticized for not being there. I do think that was a bad move. And Obama is connected heavily to arming the ISIS rebels that we know helped arm and train these people. The girlfriend has now run through Turkey to Syria. But Lord Monckton's spoken out a lot about radical Islamification of Europe. And again, he founded the party that's promoting national sovereignty and basically getting out of the EU, that's gaining a lot of seats in the EU Parliament and in the UK. So he can speak to that. I originally last week asked him to try to get him on this week about the record cold temperatures, but still the carbon tax agenda rolls forward. But Lord Monckton of scienceandpublicpolicy.org, thank you so much for joining us. He's a former businessman, newspaper editor, inventor, classical architect, trained orator, and high priest of climate skepticism. He was special advisor to Margaret Thatcher, prime minister from 82 to 86. On leaving Tin Downing, he established a successful specialist consultancy company giving technical advice to corporations and governments. His knowledge of science and politics behind global warming is noted with its breadth and depth. And he's traveled the world, and you can give him credit for waking up Australia to repeal carbon taxes. He is a big deal. And, of course, the media won't make him a big deal because they want to hide what he's done, but he is a big deal. He's a real celebrity of promoting renaissance and freedom worldwide, and we can learn from him successful ways to counter this evil. So he joins us to cover the waterfront. Lord Monckton, we should obviously start first with the tragic killings of 20 people by these radical jihadis in Paris, and then the calls for defending free speech by culprits of attacking free speech.
Well, this is the extraordinary thing. The jihadists did what they did because they didn't like some cartoons about Islam that had appeared in Charlie Hebdo. And so free speech is all very well if you happen to be pro-Islamic, but if you want to say anything that questions Islam, you have to be very careful indeed, or the terrorists will come after you. And, of course, the EU has been trying to shut down free speech for some time. If you are an EU functionary, even if you're just a cleaner, it says in your contract that you may not say anything that in any way questions the political desirability or efficiency of the EU, because if you do, they can sack you and penalize you and cost you your pension. They buy the silence of those who work for them. And this includes, of course, the members of the European Parliament itself. They, too, are beginning to be limited in what they can say about the EU, which makes it rather difficult for my party, UKIP, which now has 24 members of the European Parliament. We are the largest party from Britain in the European Parliament as of last year's elections. And we, as you can imagine, are doing our best, first of all, to defend free speech, then to make sure that in Britain we are free not to let so many Muslim immigrants in if we choose not to. Because at the moment, the EU is adopting what is more or less an open borders policy. People can come in from all over the place. There are virtually no controls unless you try to get into the UK. We still maintain some controls.
Well, that's the socialist game plan with Obama opening the borders to bring in groups that will vote socialist.
Here's the thing. In France, 93% of the 8 or 9 million Muslims who are now in France, how they got there, goodness knows, but there are 8 or 9 million of them, 93% of those voted socialist. And, of course, Monsieur Hollande, who's the president of France, came out and said, of course, these terrorist acts have got nothing at all to do with Islam. Well, it's time he came off the Kool-Aid. Of course they are to do with Islam. 95% of all terrorist acts around the world over the last 20 years, including specifically the ones in Paris, were committed in the name of Allah by people shrieking Allahu Akbar. And what is happening? Are the moderate Muslim clerics speaking out and condemning the extremists? This is what worries me. There is a frightening silence from what is supposed to be moderate Islam in the face of these terrorist attacks. And what do you get from Hollande? You get a craven statement that this has nothing to do with Islam when it blindingly obviously has. But of course he doesn't want to offend those 93% of the 8 or 9 million Muslims in France who voted for him last time. Why does Islam always vote left in those countries where it gets in? The answer, of course, is that Islam is a totalitarian religion, and the left, because Islam votes left, will always open its borders to let more Muslims in. Tony Blair did it. Cameron in Britain, who is indistinguishable from a socialist, he's doing it. They're pouring in on every plane and every boat. Very little steps are being taken to stop it. We do still retain the freedom to stop it, provided they come from anywhere other than Europe. But our trouble is that if they come in from the European Union, then our right to stop them and turn them away is very severely restricted.
And then people like Michael Savage...
We are no longer masters of our own country.
Exactly. And then people like Michael Savage, we're going to skip this network break, who was going to go speak about the threat of radical Islam in England, is banned from entering the UK, and they're adding hundreds of people to it. And I was warned when I came in, they had different groups of police meet me and just show up at the hotel that, hey, you better not criticize Islam while you're here. I'm not somebody that's ever even been attacking, because there are a lot of Muslims that I think are nice people and aren't radical, but you're right. What dominates it is the totalitarian angle, and they've intimidated the non-radical Muslims, and the West seems to be backing radical Muslims through Saudi Arabia, taking over the Middle East and Africa, and so it looks like they are really a protected group. Well, even if I agreed with Islam, I would be mad as a libertarian with the fact that they get special treatment. You're not allowed to criticize them. That's frightening that they let jihadi preachers get up and preach for terror attacks on UK television, but that Michael Savage can't come into the country. That's chilling.
Well, this is something which I think is very dangerous indeed. I'm very sorry that Michael Savage has been banned. Yes, he speaks strongly, as do you, as sometimes do I. But does this mean we ought to be silenced? No. What is happening is that free speech is rapidly vanishing in favor of what is politically correct. And, of course, what is politically correct means what is politically left-wing. If it's left-wing, it's correct under this new disposition. And if you're not left-wing, then you are going to be silenced. And they've tried this on the climate, they've tried this on Islam, they're doing it on various subjects. And the danger that I see is that the media, most of which are also now left-wing anyway, are willing to go along with this gradual circumscription of free speech. And of course you also see it very dangerously indeed in the universities, the places that used to be places of light, of liberty and of learning, in Disraeli's great phrase. Now you can scrub liberty and light and learning. Now it's doctrine, doctrine, and doctrine. Left-wing doctrine, Islamist doctrine, anti-Christian doctrine, anti-Western doctrine throughout the universities. This is a very extraordinary moment for the West, because the West is busy abdicating all the reasons for its greatness. Our freedom of speech, our liberty of expression, our freedom of movement, our freedom of action, our freedom to form and unmake companies, our freedom to keep most of our own earnings, our freedom to say what we want to say, albeit to be polite and not to be libelous, but at least to speak freely. All these freedoms are now almost extinct.
That's right. And the West is committing suicide on the altar of socialist, communist, collectivist failure.
This is the tragedy, because socialism has failed. The welfare state has gone bankrupt everywhere. In the United States, the national debt has doubled in the lifetime of this president in office. We'll call him a president, though he isn't really. Likewise, in the United Kingdom, in the lifetime of just one parliament, only 5 years, the national debt of Britain, which took 250 years to accumulate, has doubled in just 5 years. Why? Because the welfare state is out of control, and part of that, of course, is uncontrolled immigration, and people arriving at the airport going straight to their compatriots who work in the benefit offices, claiming large benefits and free operations on the National Health Service from the British taxpayer, though they have no right to them, and the British taxpayer, therefore,
yes,
has to queue and wait and start.
Isn't Cloward and Piven the end game? Bankrupt the West and then bring in total collectivism? I mean, this is a nightmare scenario, and as you said, we've had a doubling or an exponential growth in just the last 5 years in the West of debt. Other European countries are going bankrupt as we speak. What is the end game, and how long until it all collapses?
Well, this is a very good question. I have a cousin who is very high up in the financial world, and he reckons about 6 months and it's going to fall apart. He said the debt has gone way beyond what is sustainable. And in Britain, it could even happen sooner, because if, as I suspect we will, we end up with a socialist government after our general elections in May this year, just a few months away now, then the stock market here and then worldwide will collapse more or less immediately. So I'm busy repositioning myself to get out of the stock market into other things. Gold, silver look good. They haven't gone up much in the last 5 years, but I think they suddenly will when everything begins to collapse. It's very good news, of course, that the oil price has fallen. That's actually been a benefit to the Western economies, though paradoxically, the stock markets have gone down in response to that, because they sense, and I think rightly, that there is an instability because the one cartel which is permitted in international law, when all others are banned by the World Trade Organization, is, of course, the oil cartel. And people are beginning to be reminded that Saudi Arabia still controls that cartel, and it is trying at the moment to shut down all the shale gas and shale oil operations in Canada, in the United States, in Britain, in Poland. Why? Because they don't want to find that we can start drilling for our own oil rather than them selling it to us. So they're trying to knock us out of the market by using their cartel power. And I think it's time that the West stood up to Saudi Arabia, not only, of course, on the oil cartel, but also on the matter of its funding of a particularly extreme version of Islam, the Wahhabist version of Islam, which they're spreading right across the Muslim crescent to the south of Russia, right into Pakistan, and as you said earlier, right down into Africa. Now, I think we have to be careful with our language when we talk about Islam. I don't think we should simply quote the admittedly very extreme passages in the Quran which abrogate the more gentle passages, the passages that say, you should kill non-Muslims wherever you find them and wherever you can. These passages are there. They do take precedence over the moderate passages. But most Muslims, and we must give them credit for this, realize that their holy book in that respect is nonsense. And they do not behave in that way, and they do not support those who do. So I think that, like you, I am a friend of moderate Islam, because in many respects it shares our values. For instance, you and I don't like baby butchering, and nor does official Islam like baby butchering. So we do have some moral standards in common on which I think we should build. But simply to give in to Islam in the way that left-wing governments like that of Monsieur Hollande are doing worldwide, that's when you get terrorism. If you look weak and you have a socialist administration, then in come the terrorists, because they know that you get exactly the kind of rhetoric that Hollande came out with, trying to say that this was nothing to do with Islam. This is a real danger. If we cannot get our politicians to speak the truth because they themselves have become frightened by the terrorists, then we need more muscular politicians.
Well, it shows the complete surrender of the socialists who have 100%+ tax rate on the middle class. In France, I'm not joking, folks, that's Associated Press, 101% tax rate to fully bankrupt their enemies. And the socialists have been found with Swiss bank accounts, so they're exempt from it, as they always operate as EU dictators. And we use that term. Lord Monting can back up the statistics. They are dictatorial. Benjamin Netanyahu, it's now being reported, regardless of what you think of him, was told by the French president, don't march with us, but Netanyahu still did it. Regardless, I mean, that shows how much the radical Islamist system has happened, that they're going to tell a foreign president, you can't march with us. I mean, this is really getting bizarre.
Well, it is, and I think it shows the weakness and intellectual bankruptcy of the left worldwide. This is an extraordinary feature of what's going on in the world now. The left are wrong, objectively speaking, about everything. They're wrong to pander to extremist Islam. They're wrong about the climate. They're wrong about the environment. They're wrong about the economy. They're wrong about the welfare state. Wrong on any rational measure. And yet they prevail in all the bureaucratic institutions. Most bureaucracies in government, most bureaucracies like the UN, the supranational bureaucracies, these left-wing bureaucracies are under the thumb of the extreme left. And they're wrong about everything, relentlessly, determinedly wrong. And the wronger they are, the shriller they get in trying to insist that they're right. And I think it's only a matter of time before the world begins to wake up and come off the Kool-Aid and realize that we can't any longer indulge the fantasies of the left. They are bidding fair, and some of them deliberately bidding fair, to destroy the West in various ways.
Sure.
Time is part of that, the undermining of the economy.
They can't compete with free market prosperity. Lord Monckton, Lord Christopher Monckton is our guest. Amazing. His website is amazing as well. We're going to come back and ask him if the collapse is coming in the next 6 months, the next year, we can see a lot of signs of that, then what comes out of it? How do we defeat the culture battle that they're planning to use the crisis to sell more social is the answer. How do we defeat that? Then we'll shift gears into what's happening with the climate, carbon taxes, record cold weather, and more. Scienceandpublicpolicy.org.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles.
Website, scienceandpublicpolicy.org, that climate depot here in the U.S., are daily visits. The scientific reports, the analysis, the predictions, they all came true with stunning accuracy. Lord Monckton never over-announced his case. He really just laid it all out, and he's been proven right. The U.N. responded 5 years ago when he helped get the secret documents of their real treaty to basically double third world taxes. They claimed it was a wealth transfer to the third world. The carbon tax, And Lord Monckton was able to get the secret treaty. And, of course, didn't get any credit for that. He was locked out of the one in Durban, South Africa, 2 years ago. So he parachuted into that. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And they have to keep these treaties secret, just like the Trans-Pacific partnerships and the other ones. Because when we get them, it is pure global government totalitarian garbage that is being forced down our throats. We're going to be talking to him in a moment about what's coming next. We've seen record cold temperatures. Snow in Hawaii, snow in Florida. And their answer is, oh, see, that's the climate change. No longer global warming. Well, of course, the climate's always changing. And they had a vote 5 years ago at the Copenhagen event, or 6 years ago now. They had a vote. And they voted. And said the sun does not affect climate. Because they knew all these scientists were coming out saying it's the sun, not carbon dioxide that plants live off of. Before we go any further, it is almost sold out. We only printed 5,000 of them. It's $9.95. Shipping is included. It's the 2015 calendar that we just got in last week. And the reason it's selling out so quickly is obviously it's got a monthly promo code. We're talking, you know, 1 month is 10% off store-wide, another month's 15% off store-wide, other areas, 15% off the purchase of InfoWars Seed Center has the promo code, 25% off any Made in America t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off your purchase for $75 off or greater, just period. Another month is 15% off all Made in America 1776 products. 10% off store-wide. This is on top of other specials. Free shipping. That's another. So it's a coupon book. And it's got Leanne McAdoo holding .250 caliber rifles, okay, while sports cars and American Eagles fly around in the background. Yes, it's supposed to be obnoxiously America. Great way to wake up friends and family. Give them a calendar. They hang it up. They'll look at 12 great images on there, patriotic and exciting images. Molon Labe. We've got Dianne Feinstein's head on Betty Page's body. I mean, we've got everything in here. It is family, though. I mean, a bathing suit's not a big deal. There's one pinup girl in here putting down the outgoing senator. So it's got me giving the first speech since the Alamo was destroyed, at the Alamo since the state opened it up to speeches when the ag commissioner had me down there to speak. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and they will sell out in the next day or two. It was just a test to see if folks like the calendar, and the answer is yes, folks love the calendar. But it's basically a real coupon book. I mean, you could save thousands of dollars with this if you took advantage of all the coupons that are in it. It's not a gimmick. These are real discounts. Finally, speaking of real discounts, we have the Oxy Power that flushes out the upper and lower intestine, the super male or super female vitality, your choice, and the methylcobalamin vitamin B12 that's more absorbable, truly organic, secret 12. All three products, 48% off retail price at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 48% off. We've got some other specials as well on the Nason Iodine X2 and more. All right, going, and again, it is your purchases that make the broadcast possible, so I want to thank you all for your ongoing support. We're not like NPR that gets $400 million of taxpayer money a year, MSNBC that gets billions in tax write-offs that they're specially given or stimulus money. We're funded by you spreading the word, supporting the sponsors, and buying the products at InfoWarsLife.com. And a lot of times when guests like Lord Monckton or others aren't getting mainstream media coverage, I know this show has been critical in getting it out there, forcing it out there, thanks to you, our activist audience. So I salute all of you out there worldwide, not just here in the United States. Now, Lord Monckton, I'm going to try to give you the floor now to go over this. We'll be showing some of the headlines while you speak. But penguins for the first time taking cover in Antarctica. Ice sheets growing at record levels. Sea levels in many areas dropping. Some areas rising slightly. We know they go up and down. Just absolute evidence that the Earth has been slowing its heating and now is cooling due to the sun, as you and other scientists together laid it out. Doesn't matter. Multiple states are implementing carbon taxes by fiat. Obama's going forward with executive action to shut down more power plants. I mean, this is a plan to bankrupt us. England is a test example. What is happening in the fight right now on that front that you've been leading?
The first thing is that I've now had a paper published today in the Chinese Science Bulletin. Now, this is a big deal. It's one of the top six science journals in the world. It is the bulletin of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, which is the largest academy of sciences in the world. And this paper explains what went wrong in the climate models to make everybody think that there might be a lot rather than virtually no global warming as a result of our adding carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. You see, here's a fact which can be, which bears repetition.
And you did this with a bunch of top scientists. I mean,
how much?
Also add who you co-authored it with.
That's right, yes. It's with Dr. Willie Soon of the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, a solar physicist, with Professor David Leegate. He's a professor of geography at the University of Delaware, and also with Matt Briggs, who's known as the statistician to the stars in New York. So three very distinguished co-authors. I was the lead author. And what we did was to present a new, irreducibly simple climate model, which any student of physics can work on his pocket calculator if he wants. And it allows you to get more accurate forecasts of what's going to happen to global temperature as a result of our adding greenhouse gases to the atmosphere than the big climate models that have got it wrong time and time and time again. We've been able to go into the big models. We've found the mistakes they've made. We've exposed in this leading paper, in the first issue of this newly relaunched journal. It's now being launched onto the world stage. It's no longer just a Chinese journal. And this paper explains where they got it wrong, how they got it wrong, why they got it wrong, and what it means that they got it wrong. What it means is we're going to see not more than one Celsius degree of global warming this century, and it might be a lot less than that. And even if we were to burn off all the affordably recoverable fossil fuels in the world, global temperatures compared with now would rise by about 2.2 Celsius degrees, and that's about it. So there is no climate problem. There never was, and we have now proved it. And this paper is already spreading like wildfire among the institutions. We're now making arrangements, thanks to the Heartland Institute, for it to go open access, which is quite an expensive option. But that means that within the week, everyone, even if they don't subscribe to the Chinese Science Bulletin, will be able to get a copy of this picture of this paper from Springer.com, the publishers. And this paper is going to turn climate science on its head, because it shows that they've made some really elementary, really stupid errors, which led to the mistaken belief that adding a little CO2 to the atmosphere would make a huge difference. The fact is that to the nearest tenth of 1%, there isn't any CO2 in the atmosphere. That's how little of it there is. And yes, even that small amount can make some difference. But is it going to make enough of a difference to melt the ice sheets? No. As you've just mentioned, the ice sheets have in fact grown to record extents. Just 3 months ago, the ice sheets of the North and South Poles added together were a greater extent than ever measured before in the satellite era. The only place you'll hear that information is on Infowars.com. You won't hear that in any mainstream news medium. They will not tell you this fact. They will not tell you that sea level basically isn't rising at all. It might rise, according to the world's greatest expert on the subject, by a matter of perhaps inches. Maybe 2, maybe 4, maybe 6 inches over the whole of the 21st century. Is this a problem? No, it's not enough even to cover the spats on my highly polished shoes. The whole thing is nonsense. The deserts are shrinking as rainfall is greening areas that the nomads haven't been able to live in since living memory. Now they're moving back. 30,000 square kilometers of the Sahara has disappeared under vegetation. It's good news right across the globe. Hurricanes are down. Floods, virtually no change. The area of the world under drought has declined over the last 30 years. None of these things is being mentioned in any mainstream news media.
Lord Monckton,
what we've done is to go right into the models, expose where they got it wrong, and now it's going to be very much harder for them from now on to pretend that they have to do anything at all about introducing world government in Paris in December this year, which is what they are still, unfortunately, planning to do.
And that was my next question. You read my mind. I wanted to get into what the Pope said and the rest of it, but just going back, you're being very gentlemanly and very kind. We have the emails. We have ClimateGate that you helped expose. We know that it's premeditated fraud to pass carbon taxes, because if you can tax carbon dioxide that humans exhale, as the New York Times said, a tax on breathing, you can micromanage and surveil every level of the economy, selectively shutting off whoever you want, shut off UK, shut off US, shut off EU production. The bureaucrats then, their wives and husbands, literally own the factories and coal plants in China and India, and then they move there. I mean, this is paying to dismantle Europe, paying to dismantle the U.S., a premeditated, wicked plan. I mean, is there any doubt? Now, you certainly have those because of political pressure. I go to the movies now, and I went to two different theaters the last month, different chains. They had documentaries about islands in the Pacific that are going to be underwater now, which we all know is a fraud. And please, you know, don't kill us with these natives begging. The propaganda push has been quadrupled from what I've seen. And then the Pope, and I'm not a Catholic basher. I believe you're a Catholic. My point is,
let me talk about the Pope.
Yeah.
This is very interesting. He has begun to come out with some rather silly noises about climate change. He is, of course, on the far left himself, and he has an even more radical prefect of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, Monsignor Sanchez Sorondo. Now, I had lunch at the Pontifical Academy with Sanchez Sorondo under the beautiful painted ceiling. They live very well at the Vatican. And this was about 3 years ago. And he had on one side of him me, and on the other side of him, Italy's most distinguished scientist, Professor Antonino Zichichi, who's the founder and still head at the age of 86 of the World Federation of Scientists. And both of us told Sanchez Sorondo that there is no basis for concern about our effect on the climate. It's minimal. And in those countries of the West where we have got the environment, we've cleaned up the act, we've cleaned up pollution, there's really no threat to wildlife or to us or to plants or to anything from the activities of man. In the poorer countries, there still is. In China, real pollution, they don't burn coal very cleanly, for instance. They could do, but they don't yet. And there you do get genuine pollution. But CO2 is not a pollutant. But the Pope is planning to issue in March of this year, just a couple of months away, an encyclical letter. This is a letter to all 400,000 clergy and all the 1.2 billion Catholic faithful, saying to them that they must now put the climate before their religion, and they must start saying that unless the West is shut down, the world is doomed. Now, that's the line we are hearing from the Vatican at the moment. I am hoping that the more old-fashioned members of the Curia advising the Pope will say to him, look, mate, we've got this wrong before with Galileo, trying to get him to pretend that the Earth doesn't go around the sun. We were wrong on that. We are not infallible on matters of science, only on matters of faith or doctrine. Be very careful. And so if Pope Francis watches and listens to your program regularly, as I'm sure he does, then here's a warning to him. Keep proper restraint. It's not the business of the church to speak out on scientific questions, nor is it the business of the church to take sides in what is frankly a highly partisan political dispute between the left and the rest of the world. The left are promoting the climate agenda. The harder the left, the harder they push it.
And they're the anti-religion, right, and anti-Catholic. Let me expand on this point, because this is the key. You've done equations, and I've seen similar ones. And of course, this came up when we got the UN treaty planned 5 years ago at Copenhagen. That it would almost double, right at double, the taxes on the third world. So it's not a big wealth transfer like it's been billed by the socialists. It's a giant swindle and allows them to control energy. But if the Catholic Church or Christians, period, are pro-life, This is a death sentence when Obama says you can't have industrialization in Africa, you can't have a car or an air conditioner.
That is a very, very fair point. And it's a point that I hope a mature encyclical will look at. I think that I would like to see the Holy See being a bit brave here, as the previous Pope was. And what he said about all this is that, yes, the scientists are expressing concern. However, there are also scientists expressing concern that the scientists expressing concern have over-egged the pudding. And therefore, there are two sides to this. And the previous Pope said, and quite rightly said, that it is not for those who are backed by governments who want this nonsense to try to silence those of us who are doing perfectly good science questioning this. We must be allowed access to the journals and to be fair to the Chinese Academy of Sciences, which reviewed this, I may say, at a very high level before letting it be published. They, in the end, accepted that we had made a sound scientific argument.
Sure.
That there isn't a problem with the climate, and therefore they were willing to print it. Now, virtually no Western journal of the same standing would have even sent our paper out for review. That's how far Western science...
That's how controlled. But shifting gear back to the Catholic issue,
yeah.
You said it, what, in the first 10 years of the carbon taxes, as it was in the treaty, a billion dead, correct? So isn't this a pro-life issue that morally...
I can't put that kind of figure on it. What I can say is that the number of people killed will be very large. Even if you take a prosperous country like Britain, 3 years ago we had an unusually cold winter in which 20,000 people died.
Wow.
And that's something like 12,000 more than would normally die in a cold winter above the kind of average death rate. So these were about 12,000 excess deaths just in one cold
winter. Sure, I'm going from memory. I believe you said, though,
not because the winter was cold, no, but because their homes were cold, because people can no longer afford to heat them. Even I, sitting in my palace in Edinburgh, have had to turn the heating more or less
stay off. Stay there, Lord Marshall.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Well, U.S. Central Command has tweeted, according to CBS News, says, American soldiers, we are coming. Watch your back, ISIS. That's from CENTCOM. And I got to say, CENTCOM and others came out and said they didn't want to openly arm Al-Qaeda in Syria 2 years ago and help back that off. So it's just sick, though, that rebels, our government backed, our troops are not going to have to fight. This is truly sick. But I'm going to shift gears into that in the third hour, open the phones up, take your calls. We have a police officer who helped an old lady popping on. I like to sometimes promote, you know, good things that the police are doing, not just show the bad ones. Finishing up with Lord Monckton in this segment and the next, Christopher Monckton joins us. We were talking during the break. Can you repeat what you were saying? Because I was trying to go back in memory to your billion term. And you were saying, oh, no, the agenda to reduce the population. Get into the UN and the globalists and Ted Turner's own master plan. What's behind wanting to shut off the energy supply of the world?
What they want to do is reduce the population not by 1 billion, but to 1 billion. It's now 7.2 billion. They want to cut the population by 6.2 billion. They don't care how many people die of starvation or cold or disease, as long as the population is reduced so that they will be even richer because the poor people won't be consuming all those resources worldwide. That's what this is about. It's a conspiracy. It's what the French would call a trahison d'éclair, but this time on a global scale, a betrayal by the bureaucratic class of the rest of us. On a global scale, they're ganging up together, the totalitarians, Islam and socialism and environmentalism worldwide, getting into bed together to destroy as many of the world's population as they can. Now, in fact, they needn't try too hard, because as countries become more prosperous, if they're allowed to by the environmental freaks trying to interfere with prosperity, then population stabilizes all by itself. At the moment, we are already at what is called peak children. There will be no more children alive on Earth ever, probably, than there are today. And the only reason why the world's population will continue to increase over the next 35 years to about 2050 is that people are going to be living longer. Because whatever, despite what the left is trying to do down the third world by not letting them have economic development and in particular coal-fired power stations, they're going to get them. They're going to get electricity and with it all the benefits of medical care and decent heating and air conditioning. And once that comes in, then the populations in Africa and South America will start rising and the world population will stabilize. And then even after 2050 or 2060, we could see it beginning to plummet without any interference from the left. And you're quite right, Alex. I mean, people like Holdren, who was one of the advisors to Paul Ehrlich, who wrote that remarkably stupid book, The Population Bomb, and has recently written an even more remarkably stupid book, Holdren, who, of course, is now advising Obama. He has been wrong, as I've just been saying, the left are wrong and everything. He's been wrong on every alarmist, stupid...
He's not wrong, he's a liar.
Well, I think, whichever, whether he's a liar or not, he's certainly wrong. He's incorrect. He made forecasts that have not come to pass.
He's full of prunes.
That much, I think that much, we can certainly say. But yet, people on the left still listen to him. Why? Because it provides a fig leaf, it provides a pretext, it provides an excuse, it provides a pretense, which enables them to get
sure,
away
lets them run the
with
show.
Justifying the totalitarian agenda of suppressing the West and advancing worldwide, and let's use the word communism, because that's really what it is. I annoy all the people who comment when I put my monthly temperature records up. There's now been no global warming for 18 years, 3 months. And I put it up on the climatedepot.com and also at whatsappwiththat.com. And the leftist commenters come piling in. And so I now call them climate communists, because that's what they are.
They're a bunch of totalitarians. Stay there, back in 70 seconds.
Thank
final comments of Lord Moncton.
GCN.
Infowars.com.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.